Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi, this is Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for listening in to today's podcast. Today, I am going to talk about QR codes, all right? The top 10 ways a speaker can use QR codes in their business. There is many creative and effective ways to use a QR code for your business. Whichever you choose, be sure and have a goal in mind. Let me say that one more time. Whichever one you choose, be sure and have a goal in mind. When people scan the code, you can send them wherever you like. Perhaps you want to send them to an opt-in page, a website, social network, maybe to a book review, your demo video, a discount, a contest page, or a thank you page. Here I am going to talk about today is just a few ideas that you can use QR codes. Number one, add your QR code to your business cards, right? You have business cards usually on you at all times, in your briefcase, in your purse. Make sure you have a QR code on your business card. Number two, add a QR code to your speaker one sheet. I like this one. I actually do this quite often when I design speaker one sheets for my clients. It's really good to add a QR code to your speaker one sheet. And normally, if you're adding it to your one sheet, I recommend on the second sheet, or if it is only one sheet down near the bottom where your social media links would be, along with the contact information. Number three, add a QR code on your thank you postcard that takes the planner back to a page with a video you created specifically for them to say thank you. This one's brilliant, right? Add a QR code on your thank you postcard because you're going to send a thank you postcard anyways. You should be sending a thank you postcard. And that's going to take the planner, that code will take the planner back to a page with a video on it that you created specifically for them to say thank you. This truly means a lot. This really means a lot. Number four, increase your social following by adding QR codes that instantly take the viewer back to your Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, etc. It can be any social media outlet. Add your QR code to your marketing materials such as a postcard, bookmarks, your brochures. Number six, you can add a QR code to your book, inside cover or back cover, or you can add one to your product packaging. The link can take them to an opt-in page or maybe just a helpful resource page. I always like when a QR code can take the scanner slash viewer back to an opt-in page. It's really important to grow your mailing list. Number seven, add a QR code to your feedback forms. I like this one. You all should have feedback forms. Very effective, and introduce the code 3/4 of a way through your presentation. Okay, you want them to scan it before they leave. So probably about three quarters way through your presentation, let them know about scanning that QR code. Add a QR code on your back of the room table that sends the viewer maybe to get a discount, perhaps towards your books or product sales, coaching, mentoring, you know, courses, programs, anything that you may have. Nine, you can add a QR code on your handouts. 10, add a QR code on an index size paper, print it, and place it on every seat before the participants get there. Okay, if you have permission to do that, It can just simply say, scan me for a surprise, right? I mean, who's not going to pick up that paper and scan it, right? I mean, we are just curious by nature. I know I would, and you probably would. So a little colorful, you know, piece of paper, but keep your QR code black and white at all times. I do highly recommend that. Don't stretch it in any way, shape, or form. It won't read properly. And then just set it on the participants' seats before they get there. Just remember, wherever you put the QR code, you want to have an objective in mind. Like I said earlier, mine, a lot of times, if you find one, is to take them back to an opt-in page, back to my freemium, something that I am giving away so I can grow my mailing list. It could just simply be to say thank you. Maybe that's what you want to use it for. Draw them to a video, a demo video, you know, a sales page, and like I said, an opt-in page to help you grow your mailing list. Possibly, maybe you want the QR code to go to some testimonials. Maybe there's a reason that you want to send them back to testimonials for them to review, or maybe your book on Amazon. Let me make mention, and this may seem the obvious, however, I have seen users start adding QR codes to their marketing material and not have their website optimized for mobile. I say, oops, right? Big mistake. Don't offer a QR code, because QR codes are used mostly on smartphones. So, of course, it only makes sense to have your website optimized for mobile. If you're going to have a QR code, make sure your website is optimized for mobile, because it is not going to display correctly. Be very specific in where you send them, and always have a call to action. If it's cluttered with too much content, ads, you know, and the such, they're going to leave. The most useful positioning of QR codes have been for instant action purposes, okay? Like scan to like, scan to download, scan to view, scan to listen, scan to get a discount, and so forth. Remember, when a user scans, they expect something to happen. So make sure you have something happening. Please do not put your QR code on your website or in your email. This really isn't going to make any sense, as a viewer can just, you know, as a viewer can just as easy click a link, you know, and if they're viewing on their phone, they obviously will not be able to view and scan at the same time with the same device. So there really is many useful and effective ways. You just want to kind of get creative and stand out and be memorable. That is it for this podcast, and thank you for listening in. Take care.